Good morning, everyone. The Mary Griffith Show is underway at 9:22. We had a busy community calendar, but we're underway now, and Harvest Ridge Coffee is fueling me today. Yes, I have chocolate milk in my Harvest Ridge. It's my favorite way to take it, just one little sugar packet, and you can get it at your office like we do here. Just call up the equivalent of your Ketters and say, Ketters, we need that at our radio ranch, or we need that at our business. We want to have Harvest Ridge Coffee every morning. The boss will buy, and it'll be great. Or you can buy it for yourself and take it home. Or you can get it while you're out and about at any of the great convenience stores or restaurants that sell Harvest Ridge Coffee. Jody Steinke is here, the principal of Quincy High School. And we're going to talk today about all things education, some things particular to Quincy High, but some topics that are just in general about education. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mary. Always good to be here.
I'm going to let you start. What do you want to talk about today? What's topmost on your mind?
Well, I'm going to tell you, we're just shy of a semester, and we have had the most extreme highs and most extreme lows at Quincy High School that we probably ever had in a two-year span.
Emotions.
And we have put it all into about 10, 12 weeks. So, you know, we started off the year losing a senior, Jet Faramisco, absolutely loved kid, articulate, smart, funny, involved. And the day before the first day of school, he was in a tragic bike accident and lost his life. And then most recently, we lost a longtime beloved special educator, Jenny Moran, after her two-year battle with cancer. She was also, just like Jet, I think, smart, funny, engaged. She was a special person, and we're going to miss her a lot at Quincy High School.
And I can see you're getting emotional just talking about it. You know, when people devote, this is the thing that I found just in my layman's experience. Everybody wants to help special kids, so a lot of people get a degree in special education. And you know, after 3 years, very few of them are still working in that field.
Yeah.
It is so complex and so demanding. The same could be true for teaching. Oh, I love little kids. Like, I go in every Wednesday, I volunteer in the second grade, and oh, I just love it. I do. It's the highlight of my week. But there are days when I'm like, thank God, this is not my real responsibility.
Yeah.
That's Mrs. Loewenberg's problem to figure out why this kid is struggling so badly. So many people think they like kids, so they want to be a teacher.
Well, and that's what was special about Jenny. You know, we often want to fix kids, and she didn't want to fix kids.
Right. She accepted them.
She accepted them for who they were. And instead of being their voice, which she was, she like taught them to have their own voice. And that is a precious thing that she was able to do for 20-plus years at Quincy Public Schools.
Self-advocacy.
Absolutely.
Okay. So those have been some emotional lows because of losses which are out of anyone's control. Another thing that's out of the vast majority of people's control, and maybe you want to address this, I think you're talking about, the bomb threats and bomb scares and social media problems that you've had at the high school. And I'm glad you brought this up because I did want to talk about it. Looking back now, you can armchair quarterback, and it doesn't mean it's not going to happen again, but walk us through what happens, because so many parents get so upset that they aren't told 15 seconds after a threat is phoned in that there's a threat. It's like you have to assess it. You have to keep the kids safe first and foremost. Yeah. I mean, you've got to lock down or start thinking, how credible is this? What are the steps? I don't want to go through a, you know, blow by blow, but when something like this happens, because this could happen every day. I mean, anybody can pick up the phone.
We've got 2,000 kids, and kids say ill-advised things all the time, and it's our job to like ascertain, is it credible or is it not credible? How likely is this? If we ever have a thought that there's somebody in danger at Quincy High School, we're going to lock that place down. And in this case, with those that week we had, it was a student saying something really ill-advised, meant to be a joke, obviously not funny. And honestly, most of our problems, about 80% of the panic that happened after that was social media. And I heard, or somebody told me, and it fueled this panic. And we had 1,000 kids go home on that first day, and almost 600 go home the second day.
Well, I want to talk about that. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, I don't have a degree in education. I've never even had a child. So take this criticism with all the fire and venom I'm going to spew at you with the lump of grain of salt that it's, you know, really should be taken to. When you let 16-year-olds decide they're going to go home because they're scared and then let them stand around in the parking lot and smoke cigarettes and lean on the hoods of their cars for another 2 hours, I'm sorry, they're not that scared. They just don't want to go to school.
No, I don't disagree. I remember we could not handle the volume of calls that were coming in. We only, you know, just our phone system could not handle it. So we set up tables in our commons and had counselors and deans and administrators talking to kids, having the kids get their parents on the phone. And I watched those kids, and most of them were not scared. They saw an opportunity to get a free day out of school. Now, were there some kids that were scared? Absolutely, because the social media rumors were rampant, and we're going to respect that. But the ones I talked to, vast majority, they were not scared.
And, you know, scared is a terrible thing, because that's a judgment call. In other words, I've been scared many times, really scared on a roller coaster, really, really scared. The fact that very few people die on a roller coaster, the fact that I've been standing in line for an hour and nobody had died on the roller coaster before me, and the fact that nobody around me was dead yet, didn't mean that I wasn't afraid I was going to die on the roller coaster. Just because something's real doesn't mean it's real. And so, yes, people feel afraid, but that's where that's where you have this problem. When so many kids feel afraid, you can't get to the ones who need to legitimately be calmed down. Here's the therapy dog. Here's a quiet place. Here's a glass of tea. Because they are afraid, but it's probably an irrational fear. And I've had parents say, well, that's ridiculous because we know schools get blown up all the time. Yes, it's true. But then don't send your kid to school and never send them to the movies and never send them to the mall. And for the love of God, don't send them to a football game or a baseball game or let them drive around in their car with their friends because something could happen to them.
We've had violence at churches. We've had violence at grocery stores and theaters. So, yeah, I think you're right.
You take my last box of Rice-A-Roni, you're going to see a throwdown. Yeah, you know, that's going to make what happens, you know, the scared. I'll show you scared. But you've got to.
But it's the fear of the unknown.
It's the fear of the unknown. And so I don't want to make light of it because I don't have children. And people say, well, Mary, if you had kids, you wouldn't feel that way. Well, probably. But I'm glad to see that you're trying to take some steps so that this doesn't just become every time some idiot says something, we don't have school, because that is so destructive to what they're trying to learn. You have so few teaching days. You have so few teaching days.
Yeah.
And when you get disrupted like that and you got to cram then 3 lessons into, instead of 5 days a week, you got 3 days a week of lessons. Everybody suffers.
Absolutely. The community suffers, the kids suffer, the parents suffer. And something that often gets lost is, you know, the administrators, the people that are making these decisions and whether or not to lock down or not. Often we have kids there too, and we're there, and our friends are there, and everybody we care about is there. We would not hesitate.
Joni Steinke did not run screaming from the building. He may have been afraid, but he had to stay.
But we would not hesitate to lock that place down if we thought anybody was in danger of any kind of violence.
Yeah. So anyway, it's unfortunate that it happened, and we've got to work with parents because over in Jacksonville, they're having a horrible problem over there too, a little bit different scenario. But the superintendent over there said finally, hey, we're just not going to tolerate it anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we are just not going to tolerate that anymore, and we're going to stand together. There may be problems, and they may be legitimate, but we are not going to tolerate that anymore. So let's talk about something great.
Awesome.
I am so mad. I was really ill last week, and I missed Hello, Dolly. And I had tickets waiting for me Wednesday night, and I missed it. And I talked to so many people that loved that show. They wanted to go twice. They did go twice. They were standing in line for will call tickets, hoping somebody like me didn't show up and they'd squeeze in there. Let's talk about the great things that are happening, because that is a place. We'll get to athletics in a moment. But, you know, my first love is theater and music. And my God, does Quincy High shine. I mean, there is nothing like that anywhere.
No, you're absolutely right. They bring it every single time they get on stage. I went Sunday afternoon, which is a 2:00 matinee on a Sunday, and it was pretty much sold out.
Oh yeah,
I'm just amazed at the talent and the hard work that goes with it. Right, you can put those two together, talent and hard work, and what you're going to get is success. And a building music department at Quincy Public Schools has done that for decades.
Now, obviously, you want to encourage people to take advantage of that. The great thing about that is not everybody gets chosen for a lead. Not everybody gets the part they want. But you involve kids backstage, in the lighting booth, in the orchestra pit. Not everybody can be the lead violin or whatever they call it. You know, but it's the same way. Not everybody can be the quarterback of the Blue Devil football team. you might have to ride the bench, but if you're part of the team and you get in for a couple of plays, you can say, I did my part. And I think theater shows that.
Absolutely.
My dad, my brother went to Quincy High, I went to Notre Dame, and my father said, who would have thought my son would flunk high school because he was in the High School Musical? He doesn't want to study. He doesn't want to do anything. He just wants to be with his girlfriend and go to Bring a Dude practice. And I, you know, my brother, my dad had to sit down with my brother and have one of those talks. I don't know how to break this to you, but you got to do math too. You know, you can't just be frolicking around, you know. But it's so critical. I mean, he was not sick that whole semester, you know. I mean, it was all about it. And the same way, I'm sure, is when basketball's on, when football's on, you know. Anytime you can get kids engaged, Quiz Bowl, being in the Early K Kiwanis Club, being in the student leadership, being on a sports team. It's so critical for their development.
It's about being something that's bigger than just you, right? And part of a team and working toward the same goal. And with the musical, there are 30 kids backstage mm-hmm. that are actually in a class, right? They're getting credit for learning the tech part of theater and music. And they meet way more than just when the musical's going on. They meet at night and they do all their homework and then get the actual production is kind of their assessment, right? That's where they're showing what they know. And that's just the tech part. You've got the chorus and the leads and the orchestra. We're one of the few high schools in the state of Illinois where you've got a live orchestra, you know, with 60 kids down there in that pit providing incredible music for a stage performance. So my son was a trombone player for Quincy High. Actually, he played at Dream Big. He had the trio from Webster University did the cocktail hour. Like Dream Big this year, you had my son playing trombone in the cocktail hour. You had Mike Schull, Megan Peters performing at the end. You had the 81 basketball team. Like just a showcase for alumni and what this place can offer kids.
And Ryan Jude Tanner, a proud graduate of Quincy High, has been nominated now for another Grammy. He just won a Tony for The Outsiders, and now the musical cast album has been nominated for a Grammy. And it'll be if he wins, I mean, he's been nominated multiple times and has multiple Grammys and multiple Tonys and has another show that'll be up on Broadway next year, too. So there's a lot of great things going on. So we hear, you know, sometimes about the bad things like students misbehaving and stuff like that, but there's an awful lot of good going on in our public schools today. Jody Steinke is my guest today. We've talked specifically about things that are going on, you know, at Quincy High, but I want to extrapolate this by saying wherever you go, wherever you are, your high school is trying to provide experiences for those high school students. Get out and support them. Not every school is going to have. Because trust me, I went to the Monmouth High School production of Oklahoma, and it was terrible. But the kids deserved my respect and applause, and they all got a standing ovation, although it was the very worst thing I've almost ever seen in my whole life. But they did the best they could with what they had. So wherever you are, yeah, the football team's not always going to win. 1981 basketball team isn't always going to happen. You know, something's going to go wrong. The trombone player's going to... And his trombone slide's going to go flying across the room, and it's going to be a bad note. But whatever's happening at your high school, be supportive of them. We're going to take a break, head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative, see what's happening on the farm markets today. This report is brought to you by Quincy Mack Truck, Sales and Servants, and Brevant. Twenty minutes away from Fox News at the top of the hour, and my guest today is Jody Steinke, the president, the principal, the grand poobah of Quincy Senior High. Jody, how long have you been in this game?
This is my 31st year.
And is retirement on your horizon anytime soon?
I have two more years after this one.
Okay. Yeah. So you're looking down the road. Things have changed, so you're a good person to talk about change with. It's getting harder and harder to get teachers, and it's not because it's harder to teach the subjects. It's probably easier to teach the subjects with all the technology, but it's harder to teach the kids. Recently, they had a survey that parents don't even want their children not to have their cell phone. They say it disturbs their children not to be able to check in on their social media accounts. How do you make a 16-year-old the best 16-year-old they can be when they're 46-year-old parent is not willing to make themselves the best they can be. It seems to me that, yeah, when they're little, we have problems and teachers have to take on a lot of parental roles, but it never ends. The teenagers sometimes look to school teachers for some guidance of what it's like to be a grown-up, because they don't have that in their life.
Yeah, that's true. And it's all about convincing them that what we're offering is relevant. And sometimes we have to make some hard decisions because it's not relevant and we've got to change. You know, one size fits all probably has never been best practice for kids, but it's definitely not in the current climate. And that's why we are really embracing multiple pathways. So we want you to get to graduation, but not just that. It's not just getting that diploma. It's having options. We don't want you, like, I only have this option because I did not engage in high school, or I limped across the finish line. We want you to have options. And so every kid is not going to take the same path to the end. And we're embracing that and trying to offer as many different pathways as we can to get to that point where you've got options for your future.
The other thing is, I remember my high school counselor forced me to take science classes, which I hated, but I was glad I did. Because the only class I ever had to drop in college was biology. I just couldn't do it. I mean, I was way outclassed. But I got all the other science and math requirements in to get out of the University of Illinois. I could not do biology. But my God, I wouldn't have been able to do it at all if I hadn't been forced to take some classes that I took. You know, how much of that goes on? Like, how much of that is a parent's responsibility, a kid's responsibility, or a counselor's responsibility to say, okay, Jody Steinke, you're smart. And you say you want to do this, but you're smart enough to do this math, you're smart enough to do this science, and you're smart enough to be in this advanced literature course where you're going to, broaden your mindset a little bit with some of these things you wouldn't read on your own for pleasure. How much can you force a kid's hand, or is it really all up to them?
It's always better when it's a partnership, right? When we get school, kid, and parent all working toward the same thing, you're almost guaranteed success. And I can say that unequivocally after 31 years. But we're not always on the same page. You're right. We have some success with encouragement. And again, it's about relevance. You know, if the kid sees it as relevant or engaging, they're gonna engage in it and be successful. That's why we'll allow just about any kid who wants to challenge themselves, take an AP course. Even if you don't meet maybe the prereq or you haven't been in TAG or honors or whatever, if you want to challenge yourself, we're going to let you do that. Sometimes it's you got to be okay getting a C as opposed to the A, but I guarantee at the end of that, you're going to be better off for it.
Well, unless you're bucking for valedictorian, nobody ever asked to really see your high school transcript to that point. They'd rather see a C in advance than an A plus in, underwater basket weaving. You've got vocational school. You've got a chance to learn foreign languages. You've got all this theater and arts, which many schools can't offer. You have a better science probably and math program than many high schools just because of the sheer numbers you have. But yet you always have kids who just are behind the eight ball. And, speaking with some of my friends that are high school teachers, they are so frustrated because they said, hey, wasn't my job to teach them to read. They're 15 now. We're losing too many kids. They're falling off the track so early on by the time they get to senior high. And we just had a story the other day on WTAD that one quarter of the new recruits for the U.S. Army this year, they made their quota, the first time they've made their quota in years. And the way they did it, they had a remedial program where if you didn't make it through basic the first time, physically and academically, they let you take it again. In other words, you got to repeat a grade, but they got you through and they got you enrolled in the U.S. Army. And a lot of kids, are motivated enough to do it. They just need a second chance or a third chance. But talk to me about, obviously the talented and gifted kids, they're bored out of their minds. They can't wait to, get to Harvard. But what about the kids that are really struggling?
We have a lot of them. Our graduation rate's 80%, right? So you got 20% of every class that's going to struggle. You've got another 40 or 50 that we're going to push across the line, whether they want to get there or not. And so you start doing the numbers. And Quincy is very much a have and have not community these days. It seems like you've either got lots and lots of support and resources, or you have very little support and resources. And it's not a 50-50 match anymore. We're an at-risk school. So getting those kids engaged, finding that the pathway that works for them is critical. And that's why we've got an online academy for our kids. They only have to come in and take tests. We've got our Flex program, which is a school within a school for those kids who are they're at school, but they wander or they're not engaged or they're disenfranchised. We've got 75 kids that make up their own little school within a school, and we're seeing a lot of success with those kids. We've got Open Learning Center where you can take online courses as opposed to in-class courses and accelerate in some cases. We've got a great partnership with John Wood where you can earn college credits and also transcript them back to the high school. Our vocational program is like doing heroic work down there. And really, that should be our future because we probably need to double the size of that place.
Yeah, that is hard to get into anymore because everybody understands now that college debt for a literature or French architecture degree.
Or a trombone player.
Yeah, or a trombone player may not be. It's great. You'll always have it, but it may not result in a job that will pay off your student loan. Whereas if you're interested in the construction trades, yeah, you're going to swing a hammer for the first 5 years, but then you're going to be the foreman, and then you're going to own your own company. And see, what you really have to do, and it's so hard because you're dealing with, and you know, because you're one, a boy, you're dealing with the mind of the 16-year-old to about 26-year-old male. I don't know what happens. I don't know what God's plan was, but there was not a plan for them to think logically or have any kind of understanding of the world around them.
My wife tells me at 54, yeah. I'm still working on that.
So the bottom line is, you know, you've got to get them motivated for something that they're interested in, which is, you know, nobody wants to live past 30. Who'd want to live that long? I'll just as soon die. You know what I mean? You know, so you've got to get them motivated about how this is going to help them today. And then, oh, down the road, when your back hurts, you'll still be able to sit and push a pencil because you know A squared plus C squared equals B squared, and you'll be able to figure it out. Yeah. It's so hard. It is so hard. And you have so many partners like Bella Ease and like the Salvation Army and the Y and church groups and Boy Scouts and service clubs and even coaches who are saying, look, you can run like the wind, but when you go to college, they're still going to expect you to go to class. You know, this name, image, and likeness is cute, but I don't think
it's
they keep you...
It's a very small portion of the athletes.
They don't keep you on the roster unless you can actually make some progress. Right. You know, you still have to go to school there. They're not allowing you just to roll up and go live in an apartment and show up on the ball field and not actually attend. So there's a whole lot going on, but I'm going to put on my... Well, in my day, Jody Steinke, we didn't have these problems with kids. There was discipline. When you let kids go to their school within a school and let you take everything online, these are the kids that won't show up at Taco Bell to take my order because they didn't have to show up anywhere else before. Why should they get there for the noon hour drive at Taco Bell?
Well, again, it goes back to relevance. If they don't see it, they're not going to engage in it. Something that I've definitely seen in my time in education, when I first started, very few people asked why. They just did. And when I was in high school, I just did. But I think it's a good thing, right? They challenge us. They ask why.
If you ask a nun why, you're beaten. So, I understand. We didn't ask any questions. We just did what we were told.
But I think we have to lean into that. And if we can't articulate why, then maybe we have to rethink why we're doing what we're doing. Parents and kids these days are definitely not afraid to ask why and call you out if they don't think that why is a good enough answer.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a why. Mm-hmm. Why should kids learn cursive or even how to print legibly when everybody knows they're going to be keyboarding and the whole future is keyboarding?
Now you're getting into K-5 stuff that I don't necessarily – I am not an expert.
But
my own son can't read cursive. When we write – if we leave him a note, he can't read it. I don't know. Is it a lost art? And maybe it is. There was a time when my grandpa was probably up in arms that, you know, girls were wearing pants to school. I don't think that – we've got to be able to embrace change and realize that it's generational, right? The people in the 50s were complaining about the people in the 40s and what was coming up. It's part of
– The world did not end when Elvis Presley swiveled his hips.
Absolutely not.
It did not end. In fact, some people look back on that fondly and say, that was G-rated. Well, you're right. It's interesting. You know, I volunteer. I mentored for years in the public schools. I mentor now in the private school. No offense to the public school. It's more convenient for me. But we still teach cursive, and we still try to get them to print legibly. But you're right. The minute they can get out there, they're that one-on-one. Everybody has their own computer, and the minute they can get on their laptop, those little fingers start flying.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me, teaching someone how to keyboard correctly might be the most relevant life skill you can teach them because it's hunt and peck crap is for the birds.
Well, and when's the last time I hand wrote something? And I actually had to do that the other day. I was writing a letter to a, believe it or not, a letter, and my hand got tired. I haven't done it in how many years? And so it's like asking teachers to figure grades without using a calculator, like do it in your head. That doesn't make sense. So
should we bemoan the loss of cursive? Should we bemoan the loss of this? Or should we say, okay, at the vocational school, they don't have a horseshoeing class anymore.
Right. Or that we are not using abacuses, or whatever the plural of abacus is.
I don't know. It might be abacai. Who knows? But so keeping it relevant for the kids and keeping it life skill and job skill based, because I think more and more people, when they pay their property taxes, especially if they are a business owner and they get something that they see in the workforce saying, what the hell are they teaching these kids or not teaching them?
No, it's not about content anymore, right? And maybe it never was. You know, I walk around school and they're doing Boyle's Law in chemistry and quadratics in their math class and rhetorical terms in their English class. And I've got a couple master's degrees. I've come pretty far in my field, and I don't remember any of those things. But the skills I learned when I was learning the quadratics or learning about Boyle's Law, it's the skills that you're going to carry with you throughout your life and into your job and into college. It's about skills.
It's the discipline to learn what a tetrahedron is so that you don't aren't an idiot like me and have that come up in a news thing and go, I had to actually Google that.
Well, talked about it when we started, right? It's okay to say, I don't know, as long as you can go out and find the answer.
Ah, but that's the other problem. Where do you find a reliable answer?
Yeah, that's a whole other radio show.
We're going to take our break and we come back. Our remaining moments with Jody Steinke. We're back, Talk Radio 930 WTAD, our remaining moments with Jody Steinke. He has been in education for 31 years, and he's seen a lot of changes. And, you know, sometimes the old farts like me say, well, I want these kids to be able to count back my change and, you know, whatever. We do have to understand that as long as, you know, you get to be a certain age and you're no longer considered truant because you can drop out of school at a certain age, getting them to come back through the door requires a little bit of help. Now, going to the football game is a big deal, and you do want to mention the football team because they're on a roll.
Football team's in the midst of an historic season. You've got Braden Little is going to finish his career as one of the top passers in Illinois high school history. We've got two tough games ahead of us with St. Rita this weekend and probably more than likely Mount Carmel the weekend after. So it's a tough road to get to that championship, but they've got as good a shot as they've ever had to get there.
Yeah, it is. It is great to see our young people achieve. And then, you know, you also have to understand there's dignity in loss. My heart goes out to the Notre Dame volleyball team. You know, they probably thought they had a pathway there. And, you know, the great thing about that is the other team thought they had a pathway too. And on any given night, anything can happen.
At the end of the night, they're high school kids.
That's
right. You never know what they're going to come with.
And that's part of life is learning that it doesn't always go your way.
Yeah.
And that's the emotional component of that is so important. It's not just algebra. And it's not just Toni Morrison's The Bluest Eye. And it's not just banned books. It's not just that stuff.
You took me back there. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I had a high school football coach. He lied, by the way, but he quoted Lou Holtz. It's never as good as it seems. It's never as bad as it seems. And somewhere in between lies reality. Well, he was wrong. When we were getting beat by 40 points night in and night out, it was bad, right? But the whole point is that you learn as much in loss as you do in victory, and those kids will take some. And that Notre Dame volleyball team, I watched them play Quincy High, and I thought, man, there's no way that team's not going to win state. And, yeah, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, these kids are young. They're the future of our community. They need all the support we can give them. And the thing about it is every single one of them needs support. The ones that like to ride their bikes on those bumpy, whatever, indoor mountain tracks or whatever, you know, there is a group of kids and they'll find their own level and they'll find their own crowd and they'll have their own nickname, maybe derogatory, but they'll have their own nickname. But somehow or other, we'll all get through our teenage years.
Well, and we're really proud at Quincy High School that we've got a lot of student organizations that students come up with the idea, we'll find a volunteer sponsor for them. And we've got Dungeons and Dragons and video gaming and you name it. There may only be eight that are interested in it. commitment, but that eight is their family and their community. And we like to say that if we don't have something you're interested in, like bring us an idea and we'll create it.
And that's what gets them in the door. If you think any kid gets up in the morning, even in second grade, and says, I can't wait to go to school today to diagram a compound sentence, which we may be doing tomorrow in second grade, you're nuts. They want the fun. They want what's going to happen, and they want to see their friends. And if we teach them a little bit along the way, that's all the better, too. Don't forget, folks, you can be a mentor in the Quincy Public Schools. It's not just for little kids. That's where my heart is. But I took four kids all the way up through high school, you know, in Quincy Public Schools. So you can do it, too. Call the school board, school district. Let them know you want to mentor. They'll be happy to assign a child of your age and choice to you. Thank you, Jody.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure being here.